Chapter 16. Secretary's house I writ a memorial, and gave it to the secretary to give the duke, and shall see that he does it. It is, that his grace will please to take Mr. Bernajan to his protection, and if he finds Bernajan answers my character, to give him all encouragement. Colonel Masham 5, and Colonel Hill 6, Mrs. Masham's 7, brother tell me my request is reasonable, and they will second it heartily to the duke too. So I reckon Burnage is on a very good foot when he goes to Spain. Pray tell him this, though perhaps I will write to him before he goes, yet where shall I direct? For I suppose he has left Connolly's. 8.13. I have left off Lady Carey's bitter, and got another box of pills. I have no fits of giddiness, but only some little disorders towards it, and I walk as much as I can. Lady Carey is just as I am, only a great deal worse. I dined today at Lord Shelburne's, where she is, and we con ailments, which makes us very fond of each other. I have taken Mr. Harley into favor again, and called to see him, but he was not within. I will use to visit him after dinner, for he dines too late for my head. Then I went to visit poor Congreve, who is just getting out of a severe fit of the gout, and I sat with him till near 9 o'clock. He gave me a Tatler 9, he had written out, as blind as he is, for little Harrison. It is about a scoundrel that was grown rich, and went and bought a coat of arms at the Herald's, and a set of ancestors at Fleet Ditch. 'Tis well enough, and shall be printed in 2 or 3 days, and if you read those kind of things, this will divert you. It is now between 10 and 11, and I am going to bed. 14. This was Mrs. Van Omry's daughter's 10th birthday, and Mr. Ford and I were invited to dinner to keep it, and we spent the evening there, drinking punch. That was our way of beginning Lent, and in the morning Lord Shelburne, Lady Carey, Mrs. Pratt, and I went to Hyde Park, instead of going to church. For, till my head is a little settled, I think it better not to go. It would be so silly and troublesome to go out sick. Dr. Duke, 11, died suddenly 2 or 3 nights ago. He was one of the wits when we were children, but turned parson, and left it, and never writ farther than a prologue or a commendatory copy of verses. He had a fine living given him by the Bishop of Winchester, 12, about 3 months ago. He got his living suddenly, and he got his dying so too. 15. I walked purely today about the park, the rain being just over, of which we have had a great deal, mixed with little short frosts. I went to the Court of Requests, thinking, if Mr. Harley dined early, to go with him. But meeting Leanne Stern, they invited me to dine with them, and away we went. When we got into his room, 1H, a worthless Irish fellow, was there, ready to dine with us. So I stepped out, and whispered them, that I would not dine with that fellow. They made excuses, and begged me to stay, but away I went to Mr. Harley's, and he did not dine at home, and at last I dined at Sir John Germain's, 13, and found Lady Betty, but just recovered of a miscarriage. I am writing an inscription for Lord Berkeley's 14 tomb. You know the young rake, his son, the new earl, is married to the Duke of Richmond's daughter, 15, at the Duke's country house, and are now coming to town. She will be fluxed in 2 months, and they'll be parted in a year. You ladies are brave, bold, venturesome folks, and the chit is but 17, and is ill-natured, covetous, vicious, and proud in extremes. And so get you gone to Stoyt to Dashmorrow. 16. Faith, this letter goes on but slow. 'Tis a week old, and the first side not written. I went today into the city for a walk, but the person I designed to dine with was not at home. So I came back, and called at Congreve's, and dined with him and Escort. 16, and laughed till 6. Then went to Mr. Harley's, who was not gone to dinner. There I stayed till 9, and we made up our quarrel, and he has invited me to dinner tomorrow, which is the day of the week, Saturday, that Lord Keeper and Secretary St. John dine with him privately, and at last they have consented to let me among them on that day. Atterbury and Prior went to bury poor Dr. Duke. Congreve's nasty white wine has given me the heartburn. 17. I took some good walks in the park today, and then went to Mr. Harley. Lord Rivers was got there before me, and I chid him for presuming to come on the day when only Lord Keeper and the Secretary and I were to be there, but he regarded me not, so we all dined together, and sat down at 4, and the Secretary has invited me to dine with him tomorrow. I told them I had no hopes they could ever keep in, but that I saw they loved one another so well, as indeed they seem to do. They call me nothing but Jonathan, and I said I believed they would leave me Jonathan as they found me, and that I never knew a ministry do anything for those whom they make companions of their pleasures, and I believe you will find it so, but I care not. I am upon a project of getting £500, 17, without being obliged to anybody, but that is a secret, till I see my dearest M.D., and so hold your tongue, and do not talk, sirs, for I am now about it. 18. My head has no fits, but a little disordered before dinner, yet I walk stoutly, and take pills, and hope to mend. Secretary St. John would needs have me dine with him today, and there I found 3 persons I never saw, 2 I had no acquaintance with, and 1 I did not care for. So I left them early and came home, it being no day to walk, but scurvy rain and wind. The secretary tells me he has put a cheat on me, for Lord Peterborough sent him 12 dozen flasks of Burgundy, on condition that I should have my share, but he never was quiet till they were all gone, so I reckon he owes me £36. Lord Peterborough is now got to Vienna, and I must write to him to Dashmorrow. I begin now to be towards looking for a letter from some certain ladies of Presto's acquaintance, that live at St. Mary's, 18, and are called in a certain language, our little M.D. No, stay, I don't expect one these 6 days, that will be just 3 weeks. And I a reasonable creature? We are plagued here with an October club, that is, a set of above 100 parliament men of the country, who drink October beer at home, and meet every evening at a tavern near the parliament to consult affairs, and drive things on to extremes against the Whigs, to call the old ministry to account, and get off 5 or 6 heads. 19. The ministry seem not to regard them. Yet one of them in confidence told me that there must be something thought on to settle things better. I'll tell you one great state secret. The Queen, sensible how much she was governed by the late ministry, runs a little into t'other extreme, and is jealous in that point, even of those who got her out of the other's hands. The ministry is for gentler measures, and the other Tories for more violent. Lord Rivers, talking to me the other day, cursed the paper called the Examiner, for speaking civilly of the Duke of Marlborough. This I happened to talk of to the Secretary, who blamed the warmth of that Lord and some others, and swore that, if their advice were followed they would be blown up in 24 hours. And I have reason to think, that they will endeavor to prevail on the Queen, to put her affairs more in the hands of a ministry than she does at present. And there are, I believe, 2 men thought on, one of them, you have often met the name of in my letters. But so much for politics. 19. This proved a terrible rainy day, which prevented my walk into the city, and I was only able to run, and dine with my neighbor Van Homry, where Sir Andrew Fountain dined too, who has just began to sally out, and has shipped his mother and sister, who were his nurses, back to the country. This evening was fair, and I walked a little in the park, till Prior made me go with him to the Smyrna coffee house, where I sat a while, and saw 4 or 5 Irish persons, who are very handsome, genteel fellows, but I know not their names. I came away at 7, and got home. 2 days ago I writ to Burnage, and told him what I had done, and directed the letter to Mr. Curry's, to be left with Dingley. Brigadiers Hill and Masham, brother and husband to Mrs. Masham, the Queen's favorite, Colonel Disney, 20, and I, have recommended Burnage to the Duke of Argyll, and Secretary St. John has given the Duke my memorial, and, besides, Hill tells me that Burnage's Colonel, Fielding, 21, designs to make him his captain lieutenant. But I believe I said this to you before, and in this letter, but I will not look. 20. Morning. It snows terribly again, and 'tis mistaken, for I now want a little good weather. I bid you good morrow, and, if it clear up, get you gone to poor Mrs. Walls, who has had a hard time of it, but is now pretty well again. I am sorry it is a girl. The poor archdeacon too, see how simply he looked when they told him. What did it cost Stella to be gossip? I'll rise. So, d'ye hear, let me see you at night, and do not stay late out, and catch cold, sirs. At night. It grew good weather, and I got a good walk, and dined with Ford upon his opera day. But, now all his wine is gone, I shall dine with him no more. I hope to send this letter, before I hear from M.D., methinks there is something great in doing so, only I can't express where it lies. And, faith, this shall go by Saturday, as sure as you're a rogue. Mrs. Edgeworth was to set out but last Monday, so you won't have your box so soon perhaps as this letter, but Stern told me, since that it is safe at Chester, and that she will take care of it. I'd give a guinea you had it. 21. Morning. Faith, I hope it will be fair for me to walk into the city, for I take all occasions of walking. I should be plague busy at Larriker, if I were there now, cutting down willows, planting others, scouring my canal, and every kind of thing. If Raymond goes over this summer, you must submit, and make them a visit, that we may have another eel and trout fishing, and that Stella may ride by, and see Presto in his morning gown in the garden, and so go up with Joe to the Hill of Bree, and round by Skurlock's town. Oh Lord, how I remember names! Faith, it gives me short sighs, therefore no more of that, if you love me. Good morrow, I will go rise like a gentleman. My pills say I must. At night. Lady Carey sent to desire me to engage some lords about an affair as he has in their house here. I called to see her, but found as he had already engaged every lord I knew, and that there was no great difficulty in the matter, and it rained like a dog. So I took coach, for want of better exercise, and dined privately with a hangdog in the city, and walked back in the evening. The days are now long enough to walk in the park after dinner, and so I do whenever it is fair. This walking is a strange remedy. Mr. Pryor walks, to make himself fat, and I to bring myself down. He has generally a cough, which he only calls a cold. We often walk round the park together. So I'll go sleep. 22. It snowed all this morning prodigiously, and was some inches thick in 3 or 4 hours. I dined with Mr. Lewis of the Secretary's office at his lodgings. The chairman that carried me squeezed a great fellow against a wall, who wisely turned his back, and broke one of the side glasses in 1,000 pieces. I fell a scolding, pretended I was like to be cut to pieces, and made them set down the chair in the park, while they picked out the bits of glasses, and, when I paid them, I quarreled still. So they dared not grumble, and I came off for my fare, but I was plaguily afraid they would have said, God bless your honor, won't you give us something for our glass? Lewis and I were forming a project, how I might get £300 or £400, 22, which I suppose, may come to nothing. I hope Smith has brought you your palsy drops. How does Stella do? I begin more and more to desire to know. The 3 weeks since I had your last is over within 2 days, and I will allow 3 or 4 accidents. 23. The snow is gone every bit, except the remainder of some great balls made by the boys. Mr. Stern was with me this morning about an affair he has before the Treasury. That drab Mrs. Edgeworth is not yet set out, but will infallibly next Monday. And this is the third infallible Monday, and pox take her. So you will have this letter first. and this shall go tomorrow, and, if I have one from MD in that time, I will not answer it till my next. Only I will say, Madam, I received your letter, and so. I dined today with my mistress butler, 23, who grows very disagreeable. 24. Morning. This letter certainly goes this evening, sure as you're alive, young women, and then you will be so shamed that I have had none from you. And, if I was to reckon like you, I would say, I were 6 letters before you, for this is N. 116 and I have had your N. 10. But I reckon you have received but 14, and have sent 11. I think to go today a minister of state dash hunting in the court of requests, for I have something to say to Mr. Harley. And it is fine, cold, sunshiny weather. I wish dear MD would walk this morning in your Stevens Green. 'Tis as good as our park, but not so large. 24. Faith, this summer we'll take a coach for 6d. 25. To the Green Well, the 2 walks, and thence all the way to Stoyt's. 26. My hearty service to Goody Stoyt and Catherine. And I hope Mrs. Walls had a good time. How inconstant I am. I can't imagine I was ever in love with her. Well, I'm going. What have you to say? I do not care how I write now. 27. I don't design to write on this side. These few lines are but so much more than your due, so I will write large or small as I please. Oh, Faith, my hands are starving in bed. I believe it is a hard frost. I must rise and bid you goodbye, for I'll seal this letter immediately and carry it in my pocket and put it into the post office with my own fair hands. Farewell. This letter is just a fortnight's journal today. Yes, and so it is, I'm sure, says you, with your 2x a penny. Leal, leal, leal. 28. Oh Lord, I am saying leal, leal, to myself, in all our little keys. And, now you talk of keys, that dog Patrick broke the key general of the chest of drawers with 6 locks, and I have been so plagued to get a new one, besides my good 2 shillings. Letter 17. London, February 24, 1710-11. Now, young women, I gave in my 16th this evening. I dined with Ford, it was his opera day, as usual. It is very convenient to me to do so, for coming home early after a walk in the park, which now the days will allow. I called on the secretary at his office, and he had forgot to give the memorial about Burnage to the Duke of Argyle. But, 2 days ago, I met the Duke, who desired I would give it him myself, which should have more power with him than all the ministry together, as he protested solemnly, repeated it 2 or 3 times, and bid me count upon it. So that I verily believe Burnage will be in a very good way to establish himself. I think I can do no more for him at present, and there's an end of that. And so get you gone to bed, for it is late. 25. The 3 weeks are out yesterday, since I had your last, and so now I will be expecting every day a pretty dear letter from my own MD, and hope to hear that Stella has been much better in her head and eyes. My head continues as it was, no fits, but a little disorder every day, which I can easily bear, if it will not grow worse. I dined today with Mr. Secretary St. John, on condition I might choose my company, which were Lord Rivers, Lord Carteret, Sir Thomas Mansell, 1, and Mr. Lewis. I invited Masham, Hill, Sir John Stanley, and George Granville, but they were engaged, and I did it in revenge of his having such bad company when I dined with him before. So we laughed, etc. and I ventured to go to church today, which I have not done this month before. Can you send me such a good account of Stella's health, pray now? Yes, I hope, and better too. We dined, says you, at the Dean's, and played at cards till 12, and there came in Mr. French, and Dr. Travers, and Dr. Whittingham, and Mr. I forget his name, that I always tell Mrs. Walls of, the banker's son, a pox on him. And we were so merry, I vow they are pure good company. But I lost a crown, for you must know I had always hands tempting me to go out, but never took in anything, and often two black aces without a manilio, was not that hard, presto, hold your tongue, etc. 26. I was this morning with Mr. Secretary about some business, and he tells me that Colonel Fielding is now going to make Burnage his captain lieutenant, that is, a captain by commission, and the perquisites of the company, but not captain's pay, only the first step to it. I suppose he will like it, and the recommendation to the Duke of Argyll goes on. And so trouble me no more about your Burnage. The jackanapes understands what fair solicitors he has got, I warrant you. Sir Andrew Fountain and I dined, by invitation, with Mrs. Van Homry. You say they are of no consequence. Why, they keep as good female company as I do male. I see all the draps of quality at this end of the town with them. I saw two Lady Bettys, too, there this afternoon. The beauty of one, the good breeding and nature of t'other, and the wit of neither, would have made a fine woman. Rare walking in the park now. Why don't you walk in the green of St. Stephen? The walks there are finer graveled than the mall. What beasts the Irish women are, never to walk. 27. Dartnoof and I, and little Harrison the new tailor, and Jervis the painter, dined today with James. 3. I know not his other name, but it is one of Dartnoof's dining places, who is a true epicure. James is clerk of the kitchen to the Queen, and has a little snug house at St. James, and we had the Queen's wine, and such very fine victuals, that I could not eat it. 3 weeks and 3 days since my last letter from M.D., rare doings. Why, truly we were so busy with poor Mrs. Walls, that indeed, presto, we could not write, we were afraid the poor woman would have died, and it pitied us to see the Archdeacon, how concerned he was. The Dean never came to see her but once, but now she is up again, and we go and sit with her in the evenings. The child died the next day after it was born, and I believe, between friends, she is not very sorry for it. Indeed, presto, you are plaguy silly tonight, and Anne guessed one word right, for she and the child are both well, and it is a fine girl, likely to live. And the Dean was godfather, and Mrs. Catherine and I were godmothers. I was going to say stoit, but I think I have heard they don't put maids and married women together, though I know not why I think so, nor I don't care, what care I, but I must prate, etc. 28. I walked today into the city for my health, and there dined, which I always do, when the weather is fair, and business permits, that I may be under a necessity of taking a good walk, which is the best thing I can do at present for my health. Some bookseller has raked up everything I writ, and published it t'other day in one volume, but I know nothing of it, 'twas without my knowledge or consent. It makes a 4-shilling book, and is called Miscellanies in Prose and Verse. 4. Took pretends he knows nothing of it, but I doubt he is at the bottom. One must have patience with these things. The best of it is, I shall be plagued no more. However, I will bring a couple of them over with me for M.D. Perhaps you may desire to see them. I hear they sell mightily. March 1. Morning. I have been calling to Patrick, to look in his almanac for the day of the month. I did not know, but it might be leap year. The almanac says 'tis the third after leap year, and I always thought till now, that every third year was leap year. I am glad they come so seldom, but I'm sure 'twas otherwise when I was a young man. I see times are mightily changed since. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.